You see, they had a lot in it. My father, and he had a lot of Indian in them, because my mother's grandfather was Indian, Choctaw Indian, and her mother was French, and her grandmother, her mother's mother, was Irish. So it was kind of a bad mixed up, you know.
Okay. Now, out on the farm, there would be a place, a big building where you keep a lot of things, and that would be your place.
Well, we had a place, was a corn house, my aunt did, and then she had a place called a hot house. It was a shed built with glasses that you could look through that she growed things in. Like certain time of the year, they don't have those things. You could raise them in there, you see? And she called that a hot house where she kept all those things. And they had like strawberries all the year round, watermelon, different things, cantaloupes, because they had a way to raise those things. But she never allowed children in there. We didn't go in there, only her and my uncle, because you have to be careful, you know, when you go in. But we would take care of things, like we'd go out and plant corn, we'd plant sweet potatoes, and we would take the horse. I drove the horse, that was fun. We had a thing you called a ply that you, the horse would pull it to dig up the ground.
Yeah.
And then after we dig all the ground up, we would take the hoe and we would build up the rows to plant the potatoes. And we would plant all these potatoes, sweet potatoes, and when they grow about, that's far about the ground, I'd say about, those new rulers you use in school, would you say that's about 6 inches?
Yeah.
Well, about 6 inches off the ground, we would take the stems and pop them in half and stick that back in another row. Because we would plant in this row and we'd skip a row. Plant the next row and we'd skip a row. And then after it was out about 6 or 7 inches off the ground, you'd break that and you'd plant in that row you had left vacant. And you get a whole row. And when those time of the potatoes to come up, we'd go through there with a plow and dig all those potatoes up. And we all would get there and clean them off. And we did the same thing. Well, my uncle planted strawberries. I only remember when we used to scrape them. But I went into that strawberry once, and that was the end for me. But I used to go pick snappy, and that was fun. We used to go pick snappy and sell them by the hamper. And you used to get, they call them a bushel then. You know, have so many hampers. And my uncle would put them on the truck and sell them. We'd go pick them. I don't know how much he'd get for them. And sometimes we'd go pick for some other people when we were through, and we'd get like $2.50 for a hamper we'd pick. We'd pick snap beans, butter beans, black-eyed peas, and we'd cut corn. The only thing we wasn't allowed to do was to cut rice because of the snakes. We wasn't allowed to go anywhere around the rice field. Only the men did that. But we could go and plant corn, or we could go pick corn, or any other greens, you know. We had mustard greens, turnip greens, beets, carrots.
Yeah.
We grew all that.
Okay, the corn that was tender enough to eat off the cob was called?
Some of it was popcorn we grew, and some of it was just sweet corn. It was the yellow corn and the white corn. And that corn was good. You could just buy a piece of that corn like that. It was so tender. My daughter still, we got corn growing down there in the night ward now. She has corn. She has corn, snap beans, acorn squash, tomatoes, and mustard greens. She's growing that now. We had a little horse down there, but we couldn't keep it there. A little chevron horse, you know, a little bit of horse. Like a little midget.
Yeah.
We have horses now, and every one of our horses is named. And do you know they all come when we call them?
How do you call? Give me a call.
We have the Panamena horse. Her name is Dixie.
Yeah.